It's blistering hot in the Unitarian Church on Main Street, so the two dozen choristers rehearsing this song from Bulgaria are wearing shorts and tank tops. But if you close your eyes, you can imagine them in colorful garb from Eastern Europe, South Africa, or the plain muslin of colonial America. Village Harmony co-director Patty Kyler says teaching teenagers songs from other cultures builds empathy as well as vocal skills.
When you try to respect that tradition in such a way that it's not just singing the notes and trying to pronounce the words right, but to getting into the other culture's musical shoes.
Village Harmony has been introducing musical teenagers to other cultures for 25 years. It was started in 1998 by Larry Gordon with a small ensemble of high school singers from Vermont. Since then, it's added a wide range of performances and residencies throughout the United States and abroad. 14-year-old Willie Clementson from Maine says he's become multilingual, at least on stage.
I've learned African and Bulgarian and Georgian and Sardinian and Corsican, and we actually learned some Israeli songs and Spanish, French, everything, a lot of songs.
For 17-year-old Nell Sather from Montpelier, Village Harmony has meant replacing the American music in her iPod with more ethnic sounds.
And I've been opened up to this whole new world of music that's, like, incredible and awesome time signatures, and it's really diversified my entire music taste.
Village Harmony will perform at several other Vermont venues on their New England circuit this summer. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.